down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, we're just recovering from the UK's election result on Thursday. They've ushered in a new Labour government. What effect might this have on the UK's economy? And does a seemingly stable government mean that investment might now flood into the UK? Delighted to be joined now by our regular UK correspondent, the renowned economist David Smith, who's the economics editor with the Sunday Times. David, as always, a good morning to you. How are you?
I'm fine, Bobby. And you, just recovering from the election, as you say. It was a late night, but very good to talk to you.
Okay. Now, what are the key economic implications now, David, that we have Labour in power? I suppose at a fairly high level, what can we expect?
Yeah. Well, the first thing is, as you will have seen, there was no particular market reaction to the victory. I mean, it was a big victory for Labour, which was fully priced in. So sterling interest rate markets and so on have been very calm. The polls didn't get it right in detail. They overestimated how much support Labour would get. But they got it right in the sense that everybody expected a landslide victory, and that's what we got. So no surprise there. In terms of what we can expect to see from Labour as it might affect business, Rachel Reeves, of course, first female Chancellor of the Exchequer we've ever had, first female finance minister we've ever had in the UK, which is a big moment. She's also an economist, as you know, and she, I don't think, stopped reminding people during the campaign that she used to work as an economist for the Bank of England. So she's putting out the message that their priority is going to be restoring growth. We've had weak growth really in the UK since the financial crisis and weakened further by Brexit. So those are her priorities.
Yeah. Growth.
And I think the first, sorry to interrupt you, Bob, but the first step on that is going to be in the area of planning and house building. I think what they intend before the parliamentary recess, before everybody disappears for August, is to get it in place that they really mean business in terms of shaking up the planning system, which house builders have always complained about in the UK, and getting some house building done, even, you know, possibly some new towns. You know, we used to talk about new towns in the 1950s, well, going back to the 1920s and 30s. So I think they're talking about a real emphasis on house building and on other planning reforms, which will allow more infrastructure, allow more projects to get through. So I think that's the first priority.
Yeah, okay. That's very interesting. And could I, now we know that investment likes stability, and the French situation looks anything but stable. Would you be of the view that France's chaos could be, I suppose, London's gain?
Yeah, we've seen a bit of that already. I mean, you will know that a couple of weeks ago, the combined value of the French stock market fell below that of the UK for the first time in a while, and that's been a sort of seesaw battle for a while. At one time, you know, City of London was an indisputable champion of in terms of stock market valuation, but the since 2016, and we know what happened in 2016, the UK market has underperformed. So I think that is true. I mean, you know, it looked, you know, for a long time, it has looked as though the UK has been pretty unstable. We've had, you know, lots of prime ministers, lots of Chancellor of the Exchequer, and you never knew when the next internal battle was going to come from within the government. So a stable Labour government, if it can maintain this stability, looks a lot better than French instability. Even if, tomorrow's second round of the French National Assembly elections does succeed, if the other party succeed in keeping National Rally, Marine Le Pen's party, out of government, out of forming a government, it still looks pretty unstable, pretty unworkable. And that's going to be the pattern, I think, for the next 3 years of Emmanuel Macron's presidency. So I think the UK does look good in comparison with that.
What about consumer spending, David, in the UK? It seems to be very much in the doldrums. What will Labour do to kind of stimulate that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the question, two things there. The question has been, you know, normally you can rely on UK shoppers, UK households to spend their way out of any situation. But consumer spending is still running, at the moment, it's below the levels of a year ago. And we had this extraordinary thing when we had COVID and the lockdowns and so on. When the last lockdown was lifted in April 2021, I think every retailer in the country expected that this was going to be the start of some really good times. Since that, largely a result of the high inflation we've seen retail sales volumes down about 10%. So there was never a party for retailers. But now I think there are some savings to be spent. So some of the savings that were built up during the pandemic have yet to be spent. In the first 3 months of the year, the saving ratio went up quite a lot because people were still very cautious. With interest rates coming down, as they should come down very soon, with inflation back to 2%, I think you will see something of an unleashing of consumer spending in the UK. I think consumers are ready to spend. Consumer confidence in the last couple of months has been going up quite smartly. So I think we can expect to see more consumer spending.
What about the unmentionable Brexit, Davis? No one's talking about it. But again, we can see at this side of the water that, you know, Anglo-Irish relations, even in the last 24 hours, have got a massive positive injection, which appears to be two-way.
Yeah, quite. Well, I just to put an advert out there, I've written a column about this for tomorrow's.
Have you? Good man.
The reason, I mean, Keir Starmer, you know, the new prime minister, said the other day that he didn't expect us to, the UK, to rejoin the EU or the customs union or the single market in his lifetime. And he's 61. I think he expects a reasonably long life. So I think this is that was quite a negative view, I think. I think there will be a warmer relations. And I think as time goes on and as the as memories start to fade, I think we will get closer to the EU, whether it's formal or whether it's more informal, whether it's individual sector deals for different parts of the economy, we'll see. But I think the way is there to improve on the very thin trade deal we had with the EU. And I think that will happen. I mean, of course, you've got this phenomenon of Reform UK, the old Brexit party, which did better than expected.
What are your thoughts on them?
They're going to be snapping at Labour's heels a bit. They only got five MPs, but five was more than they expected at the start of the campaign. But my argument is that they shouldn't take too much notice of that. And I think they should be less timid on the question of EU relations. I don't think Brexit is going to be reversed anytime soon, but I think we can move towards a closer relationship with the EU, and that would help. As you say, there's already warmth. I mean, Ursula von der Leyen has said, you know, she's looking forward to working with the government. You've mentioned Ireland as well. So I would hope that there's something that will develop there. But the key to all this, of course, Bobby, I don't need to remind you of this, is what we can do about productivity, which has been weak for the past decade and a half. So we need that stability that we talked about a moment ago has to result in more investment, more business investment, which has been low in the UK, has struggled in the UK since 2016. And that's the way to get productivity up. Productivity, skills, innovation, infrastructure, those are the keys to getting productivity up. And if Labour can get going on those things, I think there's reason to be more optimistic about the UK economy.
Yeah. And do you see the first 100 days? Do you see a lot of stuff happening just briefly? Do you see a lot of things happening quickly?
Yeah, I think as I mentioned, the planning blitz that they were, will hope. I think within the first 100 days, we'll probably see the first budget from the new chancellor, and that's going to be very interesting. She said the public finances are in a difficult shape, bad shape, but I think she will hope to. I don't think she'd want to have a first budget which slaps on loads of new taxes, because that's Labour said they didn't need to do that during the campaign. I think it will be a realistic view of what's possible in terms of public spending. I don't think Labour is going to meet every demand from its union supporters for more public spending. But so I think it's going to be interesting. First 100 days, very interesting, yeah.
All right, well, we'll read your column with interest tomorrow. That's David Smith, the economics editor with the Sunday Times. Thanks, David. Always good to talk to you.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.